telling his other 10 members what to do. Two receivers on the left in the slot, one receiver out wide, Hagman in the shotgun still, and the flags are flying. This looks like it's going to be a delay of game. It did seem like a little bit of a... That is a delay of game against Memphis, so there's their first penalty of the night. Last week, they had 12 penalties for 100 yards. And right there, that's five.
They weren't even close. They were still kind of, you know, looking around, making sure that they were in the right formation. They were still 5-6.
Second and 16, two receivers wide each way. Hagman in the backfield with Bowles to his left now. Looking back to pass to his left, and here comes the ugly defense, number 67. Tyler Trepeski and number 57, Sky Grifka. Blast through the line and catch on the blind side. Hagman goes down. It's going to be a loss of 9 yards on the play, and it's now the third and way long. We're talking 22 yards. They're back into Memphis territory. That is a loss of 9 yards for Hagman, technically, on that one. And brings up third and 22 yards right in front of us at the 47-yard line in their own territory. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Bowles in the backfield with Hagman in the shotgun. Spread offense all the way across from Memphis. There's the snap. Rolling to his left, goes for the long pass. And it's caught. And it is down to about the 15-yard line. Number 33 brings that one in for Memphis. That's Sean Perry.
Kirkabatsky on the coverage there. He had good coverage, but the ball was lofted perfectly where it dropped right into the lap of number 33, Sean Perry. It was a perfect throw. I actually thought Memphis got away with the hold there, but no matter. Perfect throw, great throw down the field by Joe Hagman.
First and 10 now for Memphis. After a 37-yard gain on that catch and carry, Hagman now passes it off to Bowles on the handoff, and Ubley read that one right from the beginning. And now 7 minutes and 35 seconds left in the first quarter. A flag flies on it. We're trying to figure out what exactly it is. Like we're saying, Memphis was plagued with penalties last week, and this is a false start on Memphis. So that's going to be their second penalty tonight. And it's going to push him back 5 yards.
Well, you can forget that play even happened there. So I'll back him up 5 yards.
And here we go once again. It's going to be now first and 15. Now back to the 23-yard line of Ubley. But in fact, well, there's a little bit of wild card. Ubley said, you know what, we're good. We're going to decline it. This something doesn't make quite sense here. If it's an offside, or if it's a false start, it's a false start.
I don't think it's declinable. They're going to talk about it.
You can't decline that. That didn't make a whole lot of sense.
We're going to have a little conference here, Clark. Figure that one out.
There we go. Well, it sounds like we got all of our issues worked out here now as far as our broadcast goes. Glad we could join us tonight, folks. And as now you can hear him, it's Mr. Dave Hansen doing my color commentary tonight. Only a chip shot away from work here, Dave.
Yeah, it was
a long commute, wasn't it?
You're absolutely right.
We still haven't heard word from the officials as to what's going on here. The play at hand, the reason there's a flag was it was a false start on Memphis.
Yeah, they're gonna let this go.
They're gonna let it go. Okay, so it's now 2nd and 10. The flag was declined, so now 2nd and 10, spread formation for Memphis. And this is a pass to the left side, and it's caught in the slot by a man who jumped out of nowhere, number 9, Aaron Hayes, the wide receiver junior, and gains about 9 yards. He got that one in the flats and hid right behind the defender, jumped out of the last second and grabbed it. And in fact, they're moving the chains. That's more than a gain of 9. That's about a gain of 11. They're down to the Bearcats 6. Memphis trying to score early.
Kirk Kabatsky made a touchdown-saving tackle there. They're at the 6, first and goal here for Memphis.
Memphis on the working off the left hash. Hagman in the shotgun. One receiver out wide. And Hayes looking rolling to the right. This one's a pass to Bowles to the right side. He's tripped up and brought down right at the 1 yard line. The catch and carry is good enough for 6 yards. Now down to the 1 yard line. Second and goal for Memphis.
Number 67, Tyler Drapeski saved the touchdown on that one.
Memphis coming out with a little more spunk than what we actually anticipated here. And suddenly Ubley is on their heels. 6:50 left in the first quarter. No score, but Memphis knocking on the door. Spread formation each way. Two receivers wide and Hagman and Bowles in the backfield. Hagman in shotgun. Hands this off to Bowles on the right side, but actually it's a... And nothing going there. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Ubley shut down all the holes there and stopped him right at the line of scrimmage. For no gain, Bowles, the ball carry on that one, now brings up third and goal from the 2 yard line. Here we go. 6:15 left in the first quarter. Memphis coming back out again. Hagman in the shotgun. Spread formation. Two wide to the right, one to the left. And the tight end, they do an option out to the left side to Bowles. And he's dragged down at the 1 yard line, but lunges forward in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Memphis. The Yellow Jackets strike first on the pitch out on the option for the 4 yard scamper for the touchdown. And now brings it up Memphis. 6, probably nothing.
Very, very creative play there by Memphis. It was actually a triple option as a wide receiver came in motion to the near side of the screen. He faked the handoff there and then run the option out to the far side where he had the option of keeping it himself as the second option or pitching it as the third option. He did so. Nick Sweeney drug him down right on top of the goal line, but just crossed the plane.
Memphis brings out the kicking team going for the extra point here. And it's up, and it's a heck of a kick. He could have probably made a 25- to 30-yard field goal with that leg. And the extra point is up and good. And you're tuned to WLAW. Just like that, Memphis marches right down the field. 65 yards for the score. You're tuned to WLAW. It's Memphis 7, Ubley nothing.
Once there was a house that stood behind a small white picket fence. It was a happy house. A family, a dog, and a minivan. But one day, a dark, ominous cloud stopped by. The house quivered and quaked, shuddered with each lightning strike. But it was not scared. No, as it had an insurance policy through Farm Bureau Insurance. The house had called Clark Ramsey at 810-648-2800 and slept soundly through the night. Because with Clark Ramsey, there's nothing to fear.
Memphis strikes first, marches 65 yards down the field, started at the 35 of their own territory, worked all the way down, had some long third and 25s to work with, had a big old pass, and then Bowles on the option, gets her in for 6, and then an extra point makes it 7-0. Here comes Ubley, though. This one's brought in at the 22-yard line, gets out to the 33. On the bottom of that pile, that's number 5, Kirk Kabosky. The sophomore back, 5'9", 165, good enough for 11-yard gain there. And they're going to start out first and 10 from their own 32-yard line for the Bearcats. Bearcats coming out in their new debut jerseys here, all black with orange lettering and orange stripes on the sleeves and the flat black helmets to go to boot. Here they come in the T formation. Sweeney under center, 3 men in the backfield. First and 10, working from their own 32-yard line. It's a handoff to the third man, number 5, Kabosky. Works through the line, sheds a tackler, gets all the way out to the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards on the play and brings up second and 2.
The safety, Aaron Hayes, made the tackle for the Yellow Jackets.
Aaron Hayes is the man who brought in that big old pass there for Memphis. He also was safety on defense side of things. Here comes Ubley. back in the T formation. If it ain't broke, why fix it, right? And Sweeney